Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The California Attorney General that brought 15 charges against Susan Merritt and David DeLayden, the two undercover investigators of Planned Parenthood, has ties to Planned Parenthood. Not just ties, but has received thousands of dollars in political campaign contributions from Planned Parenthood itself. And by the way, you won't believe this, but the LA Times editorial board, not an op-ed, but the entire editorial board has blasted the California Attorney General for bringing these charges. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Both of these are amazing issues, Matt. Obviously, the 15 felony charges brought against Sandra Susan Merritt and David DeLayden with regards to their undercover First Amendment protected activity of investigating Planned Parenthood, that's outrageous in itself. But now we find that the California AG, Becerra, is in the pocket, if you will, of Planned Parenthood. He received thousands of dollars. He received a $1,000 contribution in 2014, $2,000 in 2012, $500 in 2004, $1,000 in 2002, and $1,035 in 1998 in congressional campaign contributions from Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, this isn't just the appearance of a conflict of interest or the appearance of impropriety. This is a prima facie case of a conflict of interest here. These indictments, these 15 or so indictments against Sandra Susan Merritt and David DeLayden by Attorney General there in California, Xavier Becerra, these indictments are bought and paid for by Planned Parenthood, and in a rare fit of editorial objectivity and common sense here, the LA Times, no bastion of conservatism, has come out and blasted, rightfully, these indictments. So I will say this, I'm teasing them on the front end here, but in all seriousness, kudos to the LA Times for taking a principled stand against this witch hunt.
Yeah, in fact, the LA Times editorial board, they blasted the Attorney General Becerra. They said, quote, "It's disturbingly aggressive for Becerra to apply this criminal statute to people who were trying to influence a contested issue of public policy," close quote. I mean, that's right to the money, because this particular criminal statute has not been used against First Amendment activities in the past, particularly when someone is trying to influence a contested issue. That's what they were doing. Mm-hmm. Planned Parenthood was engaged in activity that is criminal, in violation of state and federal laws. And they were selling baby body parts to STEM Express that was then creating catalogs to sell these body parts and running specials of the month.
And
it all came from it all came from Planned Parenthood.
You know, it's interesting too, the core of these indictment claims against DeLayden Merritt recorded alleged confidential communications at public conferences and at public restaurants. However, you've got Cecile Richards, the president of Planned Parenthood, saying under oath before Congress that these tapes were recorded in a, quote, a non-confidential area, unquote.
Yeah, so you got the president
conflict there
of Planned Parenthood admitting under oath that these conversations were not private, that they were not confidential.
But yes, they're indicting them on that cause.
Yeah, and the statute requires, there's a number of exceptions to it, but one of them is that the conversation is confidential. But in the indictment, they actually said that these conversations were recorded at conferences and in restaurants.
Right, public places.
Those are public places.
Yeah.
It's not like you're walking into someone's hotel room or house or place of business, and you shut the door, and it's just you and that person.
Right, which is a journalist is very legit to do that, you know.
But when you're in a public place like that, that's an exception to the criminal statute. So, and there's other exceptions as well. You have so many things going on here. The Attorney General Becerra brings these bogus charges. He's not brought them against other, or the AG before him. They've not brought these kind of charges against other media sources. And, you know, California is one of the media megatropolises of the world. they do these undercover investigations. They had something there of animal abuse, which they did undercover investigations like this happened here in Planned Parenthood. They did with Susan and David. This other group did it for animal abuse. No criminal charges there. Kamala Harris, who was the previous attorney general, has just now, unfortunately, become a United States senator. And she received $2,600 in campaign contributions from Planned Parenthood during her 2016 Senate campaign race. She became a U.S. senator, and Becerra then took her place. So all this started under Harris, who was in the pocket of Planned Parenthood. Becerra then takes her place, gets put in that position by Governor Jerry Brown, who's also in the pocket of Planned Parenthood. Cecil Richards, the president of Planned Parenthood, is applauding the appointment of Becerra, loving the fact that he's the new attorney general in place of Kamala Harris. And of course, they're supporting him in his campaign since 1998.
Yeah, and she's saying that he understands the importance of a woman's right to access the full range of health care, including safe, legal abortion. Hello.
Yeah. Matt, let me ask you this. You know, the LA Times editorial board, they say, quote, "It's disturbingly aggressive for Becerra to apply this criminal statute to people who were trying to influence a contested issue of public policy." But doesn't it go much deeper than that? One of the exceptions for recording, and let's mind you here, even if it is in a confidential setting, one of the exceptions is that the person doing the recording reasonably believes, or not even just subjectively believes, that they are engaging as whistleblowers, that they are exposing felonies, that they're exposing crimes. And
crime,
in this case,
right,
not only did DeLayden and Merritt think they were exposing felonies, they were exposing felonies. So the LA Times could have dug a little deeper there and pointed out that on its face, what they were doing is perfectly legal. And the people who needed to be facing indictment here are caught red-handed in these recordings,
right,
committing felonies.
Yeah, and you can see why the LA Times editorial board decided to weigh in on this. They're not in the political camp of pro-life, obviously. They're in the opposite. But they like free speech. And they're an editorial board. They're a newspaper. They do investigations. They do undercover investigations. They know that this sets a precedent, that if the attorney general can overstep and charge you with not some civil law, but criminal law violation, felonies, up to a year, beyond a year in prison, charge you with not one, but 15, they know that they could be a target too. Every other investigative reporter and media person could be a target. And what the LA Times said is this: there's no reason for the attorney general to get in here and bring these criminal charges. If in fact someone believes that they've been libeled or defamed, those are civil lawsuits between the private parties that they can always bring. That's the typical course of action, not for the attorney general to come down with both feet on someone's throat and hang over their head that they could be in prison for, you know, many years, or, you know, you add $2,500 times 15 fines, you're talking about a lot of money here.
Right. And you want to talk about felonies? Let's talk about STEM Express.
Yeah.
And the companies that Planned Parenthood has sold baby body parts for atrocious profit. Let's talk about felonies with them, okay?
Yeah, I mean, and it's hard to even stomach what they did, but they created STEM Express, bought the baby body parts from Planned Parenthood, created a parts catalog.
A catalog, like your old JCPenney's catalog.
Like you're buying home decor.
Get your brains here, get your liver here. I mean, it's
unbelievable. How do you put a price tag on a baby, you know?
Yeah, and then according to the lawsuit of another county attorney in another part of California, he said that they actually had like 700% profit on some of these things.
Right.
And then they would run specials of the month. The hot item this month is baby brains. We got a special for you.
Yeah, blue light special.
This is Nazism. This is barbarism. This is unthinkable. Those are the people that ought to be the target, not First Amendment protected journalists that ultimately did the public a favor by bringing this information to light. Well, we are representing Susan Merritt, one of the two undercover investigators in San Francisco, on two cases now. One, Planned Parenthood has this massive lawsuit against her in San Francisco civil court, and now 15 criminal charges against her by the state of California. Keep Susan Merritt in your prayers. We need your prayers as well, and also your financial support. These cases are exceptionally expensive. But we can't let Sandra be there by herself. We will continue to aggressively defend these, and we will get these matters dismissed. Go to lc.org for more information. Thanks, and join us in this fight for life.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776.